Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Well, did you miss a part of last week's show? We post clips from all shows. We also post single hours and the entire show as one audio file. Lots to choose from. Just download the Always Live free Odyssey app to get started. And while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. My next guest, Peter Navarro, author of the new MAGA Deal, the unofficial deplorables guide to Donald Trump's 2024 policy platform, is one of only three senior White House officials who remained with President Trump from the 2016 presidential campaign to the end of his first term in office. Navarro was director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, served as policy coordinator for the Defense Production Act during the pandemic, and was a principal architect of Trump's tariff, trade, and tough-on-China policies. Navarro holds a Ph.D. in economics from Harvard University, a master's in public administration from the Kennedy School of Government, and a B.A. from Tufts University. Peter, thank you for joining us. It's nice to have you back on the show, my friend.
Okay, it's great to be with you. You are in the middle of this great country, and as good as apple pie, my friend.
I appreciate you, and it's nice to have you on the show, brother. I got to ask you, you were released after serving 4 months in prison on complete, well, we'll just be nice. I'll be nice, not get an FCC fine and say BS charges for contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with the sham January 6th committee. And immediately went to Milwaukee to appear at the RNC. Your message was that if they can come for you, if they can come for Trump, they'll come for us. And you're absolutely right. I mean, the left will come for us, won't they?
And from there I said, if we don't control our government, their government will control us. And what I showed in that speech is how it actually took all three branches of the government, legislative, executive, and judicial, to put me in prison. And when you let the Democrat radicals control all three branches of government like they did, that's what they do.
Right.
I mean, it's remarkable that they accuse Donald Trump of being an authoritarian when they're using every portion of the government to put me in prison, Bannon in prison, and trying to put Trump in prison and keep him from being president. I mean, that's like communist China stuff. So I don't know. I'm out. My mission now is to win, baby, win in November, and not just the White House, but we got to take back the Senate, because that Senate's the one that confirms the judges. And we got to really build a much stronger majority in the House. And if we don't do that, if we lose this election, we're going to lose this country. So I wrote this book, The New MAGA Deal. Folks can get it at newmagadeal.com, newmagadeal.com, or Amazon. And I wrote it, I started on it shortly after the 2022 congressional race when that red wave never appeared. Remember that disappointment?
Right.
And I was trying to anticipate what might happen in 2024 and not repeat the mistakes of 2022. So in the new MAGA deal, I do two things that will provide your listeners, one with an offensive weapon to win this election, and one is a defensive weapon. The offensive weapon, it has to do with how we fight this battle. I mean, we have to determine the terms of engagement. And I believe that we need to fight them on policy. If you think about what they have, John, they got orange man bad, abortion, abortion, abortion,
right,
and a lot of race and gender politics. That's all they got. But if you look at the polling, you'll see that Donald Trump and his policies trump the woke troops of Kamala on every dimension, as they say in polling, salient to voters. I mean, the biggest issue is inflation and the economy. Trump leads by double digits. Equally big is border security. Trump leads by double digits. If you look at foreign policy, Trump, again, has much more confidence that he'll be able to deal with China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, and everybody else around the globe than the Kamala woke crew. This weaponization of the justice system is a big deal. You know, at the convention, I said, I went to prison so you won't have to. And what I meant by that is, like, look at me. Look at how their government used the tools of government to put me in prison for defending the Constitution. And if you don't think that can happen to you, just look at how they got me and Bannon and trying to get Trump. The point is, and the final, look, the policy stuff, it just drives me nuts when they say MAGA, we're extremists or something like that. It's like, wait a minute. You're the party that wants to have transgender destruction in women's sports. You're the party that's indoctrinating our youth in K through 12. And this whole thing, I mean, any children listening, close your ears now, but this genital mutilization of young boys.
Right.
On the pagan altar of something they call gender dysphonia. I mean, that's like a Fauci phonyism. I mean, it's just crazy stuff. It's like, wear masks, they'll help. What is that about? In the new MAGA deal, what I do in 37 chapters is I lay out all of the policies, 100 actions in 100 days, and people can go out and say, hey, wait a minute. Best reason to vote for Trump is because he's going to fix all our problems.
You're absolutely right. And you know, I'm glad you make it about policy, because they want to make it more about personality and, like you said, orange mad bad or mean tweets. Yes. But if you look at policy, if you look at Kamala Harris's policy positions, banning fracking, bans on plastic straws, bans on meat, more Green New Deal, gun confiscation, she really will come for those who oppose her. And I mean, just take a look at just what happened recently. She spurned Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and that's a perfect example of what we could get if we are dumb enough to elect Kamala Harris president.
She's an anti-Semite, plain and simple. She's in bed with Hamas. And she's going to try to claim otherwise, but actions do speak louder than words. But let me tell you the second thing I do in the new MAGA deal, which is really, in my judgment, the more important thing. If you go back to 2022, that famous, I call it the Game of Thrones reference, the red wedding speech Biden made with that red background and the Nazi troops around him and stuff like that. It's a very dark, over-the-top attack on MAGA as extremists, right? And I go, wait a minute, like, if you understand what the Make America Great movement stands for, it's mainstream, Main Street, and right down the middle of America. And so what I do in the new MAGA deal, you get it at newmagadeal.com, I explain what's called the Iron MAGA Triangle, going back to 2016 when Donald Trump was a candidate and I was on the trail with him. And what distinguished him from the 16 other Republicans was this triangle. What is it? It's a strong manufacturing base that you get through things like fair trade, tariffs, and things like that, and buy American, hire American.
Right.
And it's that. The second part of the triangle, border security, of course. And the third part is an end to endless. How can you disagree with those principles? That's all MAGA is. That's all it is.
Yeah,
strong manufacturing base, border security. Don't put us in these adventurous wars. I don't know. You know, we need to be able to push back. And so the new MAGA deal book will educate your listeners on how to make the case for Trump, both as an offensive weapon on policy and a defensive weapon deflecting these criticisms of MAGA.
I get frustrated with people who argue against MAGA because I keep pointing out to them it's Make America Great Again. You know, what's so wrong about that concept? We're trying to make your country better. Why would anybody be opposed to that? But it's the left. They hate the country. They hate America. We're talking with former Trump advisor Peter Navarro. Peter, I want to ask you about what's been going on here in the last few weeks. We're seeing it ever since Joe Biden did his little, White House Oval Office, withdrawal. I'm heading off to Buffalo right off into the sunset speech. The media is really trying to now rewrite history. And it's kind of hilarious to watch. I mean, they forced Joe Biden out, and now all they're doing is rewriting. They're whitewashing Kamala Harris. You know, she wasn't the border czar. Joe Biden wasn't unfit for office. It's kind of amusing to watch because they forced him out, and now the talk is how noble he is. Why can't they just admit the truth? They were going to lose, and so they threw him out. And now it's going to be interesting to watch how this whole thing plays out when they realize that she's going to lose too.
Well, I think the truth is even worse than that. Back in January, in the Washington Times, they wrote an op-ed that basically laid out the Democrat strategy. And what I said then was that Joe Biden would not be the nominee. He would basically be the candidate through all of the primaries so that they would avoid a contested primary where candidates would have to argue about all of their woke policies and it would out them as the radicals they are. You know, America wasn't entitled to see that. They kept that in the closet. And then as soon as the primary was over, at some point before the convention, they'd either force him out or he'd step down voluntarily. And now they forced him out. And it was like, of course, the liberal media turned on him. So this is a strategy. So now we've got the ultimate subversion of democracy. Kamala Harris has not got a single vote to award her the presidential mantle for the Democrat side. She just steps into it like a coronation of a woke princess, and we're supposed to think that that's okay. But remember here, I mean, stations like yours are outposts of truth. But what we're up against is CNN, MSNBC, the Washington Post, the New York Times. And I hope your listeners understand that ABC, CBS, NBC, and PBS are simply slightly less liberal versions of CNN and MSNBC. They're just more subtle
right
about their never Trumpism. And so, you thought it was kind of funny what they're doing. I find it disgusting, frankly, that they're trying to pull this kind of crap. I mean, I can't. If we lose this election, we're going to lose this country. I can't imagine four more years of this crap. They're destroying their economy. The border, when you bring in 8 million illegal immigrants, murderers, rapists, human traffickers, drug cartelists, Chinese spies, Islamic terrorists, and a flood of illiterate workers coming into our labor markets, driving down the wages of a core piece of the Democrat base, black, brown, and blue-collar Americans, that's long and lasting damage. We can't do that. But we've got to make the case on policy. You have Kamala's an easy target. I mean, I was in California when she was putting young black men in jail for nickel bags and going out smoking fat nights and parties with the liberal elites. Yeah, that's the kind of disgusting thing that she does. But look, it's a race. We're going to have to be smart about it, fight it on policy, defend ourselves on the MAGA extremist critique. And it's the new MAGADeal.com, which provides the way to do that. The book is published by Donald Trump Jr.'s publishing house. And for me, it's not a book. It's a weapon. It's a strategy. And, boy, I tell you, folks listening, if you support Trump, you need to do more than vote. You need to go out and make the case.
Yep, oh, I agree with that. Again, the book is called The New MAGA Deal, The Unofficial Deplorables Guide to Donald Trump's 2024 Policy Platform. Again, it's available on Amazon. And if folks want to connect with you on X, you're at RealPNavarro and PeterNavarro.com, correct?
Yeah, I would stay with the social media for much in prison. I haven't exactly been current on my website and stuff like that. It takes interesting. You go away for 4 months. You don't have access to anything. And, they even took my Social Security away. I didn't even know they could do that. That was kind of interesting.
Wow.
So I'm having to deal with all of that kind of stuff. And so it'll be another couple of weeks before I get back in full fighting weight. But being able to talk with folks like you is very helpful to get the message out. NewMAGADeal.com. Check it out. Amazon, if you're a Prime member and you love getting things like the next day, that's cool too.
Well, Peter, thank you again for joining us, brother, and carry on the fight, my friend.
All right. You take care of yourself out there in Kansas. You are the heartland. Bye-bye.
We'll take a quick break, and then Derek Schmidt will join us to talk about his campaign for the 2nd Congressional District being vacated by the retirement of Congressman Jake LaTurner. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Want to remind you, you can always listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. You'll find podcast links to all our previous episodes there, and make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, with us now is the former Attorney General for the state of Kansas, Derek Schmidt, who you know, I just is a glutton for punishment. He's thrown his hat back in the ring, running for the second congressional district. Derek, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, General.
John, pleasure is all mine. Thanks for having me on, and it is very good to be back.
Well, and I sure as heck wish you were in the second floor of the Capitol right now. We'd have decent tax relief if you were, my friend. Trust me.
Well, we'd be a lot better off in a lot of ways. Appreciated everybody's help on that race, and we just had a few shenanigans there at the end that made it difficult.
It happens. It happens. Speaking of races, I saw you got a major endorsement yesterday by someone else who's in a major race. Donald Trump endorsed you yesterday.
Yeah, very true. I am so honored to have the president's endorsement. He called me on Friday evening, told me that he had looked at our race, made a decision that he wanted me there to, my phrase, have his back. But that was essentially his message while he's serving as president next time. And I told him how grateful I was and that he could count on me. So I'm really looking forward to finishing off this race strong and holding this seat for the fall so that we can tell him Kansas, too, is very much in President Trump's corner.
You know, you came down here to Wichita for the KSRA convention. I had the opportunity to host a forum for the three of you in the race. And I got to tell you, the biggest issue that was certainly came up in that forum, and I've heard at the doors, and I'm sure is going to be a major issue in the presidential race, is immigration. I'm sure that's what you're hearing when you're out door knocking and talking to folks up in the second district, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the number one issue. I mean, we hear it everywhere we go, from the Nebraska border down to the Oklahoma border. It's on people's minds. And here's why, I think, John. I mean, people get at sort of a gut level that it doesn't have to be this way.
Right, right.
That this is a manufactured crisis created by bad Biden-Harris liberal policies. And we know it doesn't have to be this way because just 3.5 years ago under President Trump, it was not this way. And so, you know, to add insult to injury, in addition to the terrible problem itself, it's a self-inflicted wound by the left. And folks are just furious about it and should be. We've got to get this thing back on track.
If you don't mind, I'd like to talk with you for a little bit about Kamala Harris. You know, she was a proud sponsor of the Green New Deal. She is a radical liberal. You were a prosecutor, or you prosecuted cases. You're familiar with her legal background. And I think it's interesting. You're the only candidate in this race for Congress who's endorsed by the Fraternal Order of Police. People forget that Harris was also a sponsor of California's bill that said they would no longer prosecute theft under $1,000. You know, I remember having you on this show when you were Attorney General and we were talking about retail theft. It doesn't go far to look at what Harris's record is on that. And gee, if you incentivize theft, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's exactly right, John. And, I don't admit it often, but it's true. I mean, I've known Kamala Harris for a long time, since before she was a national figure. And that's because she was elected Attorney General in the liberal state of California on the same day in November of 2010 that I was elected Attorney General in the conservative state of Kansas. And so we served at the same time for a number of years before she went off to the U.S. Senate and then to the vice presidency. And I got to see her in action, and I got to interact with her as we do with attorneys general around the country when you're serving. And you're dead on. I can't overemphasize this. She is a true believer on the left. You know, Joe Biden was governed as a leftist, but I never really knew what his actual beliefs were. He was just a weak president, or is a weak president, who was shoved over to the left by the radical elements of his own party. And so that's where he was. But Kamala is a true believer. She believes that the police are generally not the solution to crime. She believes that the Green New Deal is good public policy and that we have to go that direction. She believes that people ought to be invited illegally over the border and that border enforcement is somehow wrong or maybe racist. I'm not sure exactly how she'd characterize it. I mean, those are things she believes, and that is just so far from our reality in Kansas. I think it may be a little difficult for some of our friends and neighbors here to grasp how far out of our mainstream she is. Should she, you know, God forbid, become president of the United States, this country would lurch further to the left than it already has. And we just cannot have that. We must win this election in November.
We're talking with Derek Schmidt, candidate for the 2nd Congressional District up in Topeka and other parts of western Kansas. You know, Derek, it's as we look at this race, I think obviously I think the real contest is the primary. And clearly, I mean, you don't want to bank on anything, but I think you're in a solid position. One of the things that I appreciated when I hosted that forum was that all three of you were really solid when it came to recognizing that the dire fiscal situation our country faces, much like, you know, I mean, my monologue tonight was on county spending and city spending. One of the major problems we have in D.C. is spending. And I just, I don't know what we do about that at the federal level, short of maybe having to shut the place down if we have to. But you guys, and I say you guys, I'm assuming you're going to get up there, but you guys have got to do something about that.
Yeah, 100%, John. That's exactly right. I mean, when I say my prayers every night, I include that President Trump wins this election, because having control of the White House can make such a fundamental difference in our ability to actually, you know, move the spending needle in the right direction. It is such an uphill climb when you have a president off on the left who wants to spend and spend and spend. And especially when we have thin or sometimes no majorities in the House or the Senate.
Right.
But, you know, we're holding the line by the thinnest now. But look, I do believe that, the course that we are on in terms of this country's finances is entirely unsustainable. And it may well be the greatest threat to the long-term health of our nation. I say may well because I worry about things like the southern border being a more urgent threat. But I think we're going to get that fixed, especially with the election of President Trump. But the financial situation of this country leaves you aghast. I mean, I'm old enough, and I'm not all that old. I'm old enough to remember when the federal budget was actually balanced
right, for
a couple of years in a row, when you had Newt Gingrich and you had Bill Clinton in the White House, and they got that done in the late 90s. And now we're spending multiple trillions of dollars each year more than we are collecting. And that is simply not sustainable. At some point, the creditors will say no more. And unfortunately, many of our creditors include, for example, investors in China.
Yeah, I was going to say that means China.
The last thing we want is to allow China to have more control over our national finances. So, you know, look, it's easy to say we got to do something. It's a lot harder to do something. You know, one idea I've thrown out, I think I may have thrown it out when we were together the other day at that gathering you mentioned, but I said, you know, look, I know if I get served and I win this election, I'm going to go up as a freshman. I'm under no illusions that, you know, you don't show up and say, well, here I am, let me give you the answers. It doesn't work that way. But I do think you can offer up some suggestions, you know, ideas for the grist mill for folks to chew on. And here's an idea. What if we just went back to the federal budget as it existed the year before COVID and said that's our baseline for building next year's budget, rather than using the baseline of this year's budget to build next year's?
Right.
Because you had this huge explosion of spending during COVID, and now that's baked into the cake. It's the norm. I realize that what I just suggested doesn't, you know, change the big picture, but hey, it moves us in the right direction, and it seems to me eminently reasonable. It's doable. Why don't we try that as a first step and then see where we go from there? So, you know, we're in a hole. We've got to stop digging.
Well, especially when so much of that spending was done to, quote unquote, save businesses or restore the economy. Well, that's done now. Those businesses that survived have survived. They don't need whatever that those programs that were there don't need it anymore. So I think, and you're right, it's not a perfect solution, but it's some kind of solution. It's something. Let's try something, because
it's a step.
Right, this current path, as you said, is not sustainable. Derek, thank you again for, you know, joining us this evening. If folks want information, if they want to donate, if they want to get involved, they can find you. It's DerekSchmidt.com, correct?
Yes, sir. I would welcome all the help we can get. We're going to win this election. We're going to go, and we're going to do our absolute best every day to make America great again. We are going to be part of the right team.
And they can find you on X at Derek Schmidt KS. Derek, it's a pleasure. Again, congrats on the endorsement from President Trump, former President Trump, and best of luck, my friend.
Thanks so much, John. Great to be with you and your listeners. Take care.
We'll take a quick break, and then author Daniel Greenfield will join us to explore America's two-tiered legal system, where two soldiers were arrested on charges of stealing pride flags, but Hamas protesters are released after defacing national monuments. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Every Thursday, AFP Action activates the largest grassroots community operation in the U.S. to join together and phone into key federal races across the country. Gives you an opportunity to join thousands of other citizens making impactful grassroots an army in the country. You can join AFP every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. Central Time and phone for freedom. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org to sign up today. And while you're online, go find me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. So here's four headlines for you. Two soldiers arrested on charges of stealing pride flags. Three teens arrested for burning pride flag. Teens arrested after scooters leave skid marks on pride crosswalk. Colorado man charged in New York City for damaging pride flags at Stonewall National Monument. Yet just this week, anti-Israel pro-Hamas mob held a rally in Washington, D.C. to protest Prime Minister Netanyahu's address to Congress. Has anyone been arrested? No, not that I've seen. Joining us now to discuss the blatant double standard in the American justice system is author Daniel Greenfield. Mr. Greenfield is an investigative journalist and columnist with a strong interest in the historical origins of the crisis tearing apart our nation. He's a Shillman Journalist Fellow, at the David Horowitz Freedom Center. He's covered national and international events, broken stories, and shown how the lessons of history can be applied to the present. Daniel, thank you for joining us this evening. Nice to have you on the show.
For having me on.
So these pro-Hamas protesters, I mean, absolutely made a mess in the area. They desecrated monuments to heroes of the American Revolution. They burned American flags, hung up the Hamas flag. They harassed cops. Very few of the cops that actually showed up to do anything. I've yet to see any coverage of the arrests. Yet back in June, Patrick Murphy was charged with a hate crime and criminal mischief after the incident when LGBTQ pride flags displayed at the Stonewall National Monument were vandalized. So it's okay if you're doing it for Hamas, but it's not okay if you damage a rainbow flag. Is that the standard that they're setting here, Daniel?
That's exactly the standard. We've seen this before with BLM. Anybody who drives over one of the BLM signs on the road, those people were arrested. They were in some cases charged with hate crimes. Damaging pride flags, you get charged with a hate crime. You pull down American flags, you burn them while you chant Allahu Akbar. You fly Hamas flags, no problem. These people are being released, including people, by the way, who assaulted police officers. You know, even beyond attacks on flags, previous pro-Hamas protests, these ones, there was a man who inside the United States Capitol punched a female Capitol police officer in the face. This was the kind of thing, you know, after January 6th, you had them have the FBI put out an entire national all-points bulletin. Here, walked away with no jail time. And this has become the pattern.
So here's my question. If I burn an American flag, that's free speech. Why isn't me burning a pride flag free speech?
Yeah, it's the double standard. It's a very basic double standard. By the way, there was actually an attempt to add a constitutional amendment to ban burning American flags. One of the few members of the Senate who voted against it was Barack Obama. Anyway, yes, it absolutely, you know, either they're both free speech, only one is free speech. What the left does is it creates a hate crimes exception to the First Amendment. And the hate crimes exception works in a variety of ways. And part of that is the censorship that we tend to now see, which is considered okay because certain kinds of speech are bad and dangerous, like misinformation or doing something that they consider to be a hate crime. Now, mind you, waving the flag of Hamas, a terrorist organization that is dedicated to killing all the Jews, one would think this is pretty hateful. You had people at the rally who were chanting that they were going to kill the Jews. Not a problem. You had a guy with an ISIS flag and a sign saying that he wants to see all the Jews in Israel killed. Not a problem again. But if you touch a pride flag, that is considered a hate crime. So even when it comes to hate, there is an absolute double standard. And the double standard is whatever the left supports is fine. Whatever the left opposes is a hate crime or misinformation.
Yeah, clearly there's a different set of rules for leftists and Islamists than there is for the others. And those of us who say on the patriot side, we're talking with author Daniel Greenfield. But here's the key. It just seems to me this isn't the law, it's ideology. And the bottom line is, how do you expect people to respect, quote unquote, the rule of law if you're not going to enforce it equally? And the left is constantly, I mean, we've heard this whole diatribe now for going on 2 years. The respect for law, the rule of law, it goes back to Joe Biden talking about the rule of law, except, of course, when the Supreme Court rules against him wanting to give away money to buy votes for those who want, you know, free student loans. But again, if the rule of law is you can't burn a flag, then that has to be applied universally, or vice versa. If I can burn a flag, then I should be able to burn any flag. I just don't understand how you expect us to take you seriously if you're not going to apply the rule equally.
It's force, pretty much. There's no legal basis for classifying things in dramatically different fashion. In some cases, they managed to pass a law that basically says, well, in this case, the First Amendment was waived. They did this with abortion clinic protests. You have people who nonviolently protest in front of abortion clinics who are facing 5 to 10 years in prison because of something called the Faith Access Act, which basically says that all other forms of protest are illegal, but not protesting in front of an abortion clinic. But even there, the act specifically covers reproductive centers and pro-life centers, pro-life pregnancy centers, which were being targeted after the Roe v. Wade was struck down.
Right.
The FBI has basically ignored over 100 of those arsons. So even there's a double standard. And the bottom line is the left does maintain this double standard. And it's up to us. It's up to people who care about the law to change that. But the left is not going to stop enforcing a double standard. There's an old line, for my friends, everything, for my enemies, the law. This is how the left operates.
And, you know, you refer to these as, or they call them hate crimes, but who defines hate? It's a crime, it's a crime. And if you didn't have hate in your heart, you wouldn't be committing crimes. But who defines what is a crime? Or hate crime, rather. Who defines what's hate? You know what I mean?
No, that is a very good question. And the definition of hate at this point has been watered down to something called bias intimidation, which basically means somebody feels threatened by your behavior,
right,
which is subjective, and it shifts the onus from what the experience of the person being threatened is rather than the motive of the supposed perpetrator, which is how we got completely insane prosecutions during the BLM era, where, you know, people were being prosecuted in some cases for simply calling the police, because calling the police now becomes a threatening act. And that's how backward that is.
Yes. You're the author of the new book, Domestic Enemies, The Founding Fathers Fight Against the Left. If folks are interested, they can find that at danielgreenfield.org, correct?
That's absolutely correct. You can also find it on Amazon and bookstores everywhere.
Daniel, I appreciate you. Thank you for joining us this evening. Pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Thank you. It was always my pleasure.
We'll take a quick break. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And from breaking news to severe weather updates, KNSS is always here for you. Let's keep it that way. Keep AM radio in vehicles now by texting AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. And while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages, and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. It's time now for a Hartman Truth Minute.
You had your chance. Yes, a chance to elect capable individuals as governor and lieutenant governor, state senators, and reps. Some folded their tails between their legs. 10 counties decided for the other 95, Kansans' future, or lack thereof. Let's review. Governor Kelly vetoed 75 tax cuts. The latest opportunity to provide what Kansans deserve cost taxpayers $84,000 in a special session. Result? Failure once again. A watered-down tax plan. If your electeds can't balance their own checkbooks, how do we expect them to calculate a real tax cut? Topeka is no different than D.C. Stop electing the same individuals that are nothing but talking heads on a good day. The people's checkbook, your checkbook, has a $4 billion reserve balance. Let's clean out the rhinos and any others that voted against our future. The electeds couldn't override the governor's veto. They don't seem to support the people of Kansas. It is our duty to make corrections at the ballot box as soon as possible.
Don't forget the Sedgwick County Republican Party evening with the governors. Brownback and Collier are coming up August 9th. The weekly Pachyderm Club luncheon, Fridays at noon at the 9th Floor Club. That's the former Pachyderm Club. And Republican Women United, their meetings are held the second Saturday of the month, so they'll be coming up here in August. If you want information on any of these events, you can visit the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. And don't forget our new sponsor, Eck Insurance, will be taking us to Topeka coming up here in January. We'll start broadcasting one Sunday a month out of Topeka. Mike, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thanks for sticking around.
Hey, I got a question for you. So,
yeah,
we saw a giant swing to the left when Trump got allegedly voted out of office. So when he gets voted back in, are we ready for what the left is capable of when he gets back in office? Are we ready for that? Because we know what they're capable of.
Well, I mean, I'm sure we are. Obviously, we know what the press will do. They will come after him. I think the big difference is what he does in response. I think, the first time around, he tried to work within the system. I think this time around, he's going to be better prepared to deal with the establishment, the bureaucracy. I think he will, the other thing he will do differently, he will surround himself with some better people. And that was one of his biggest mistakes the last time around, was he had a bunch of folks that were kind of DC insiders instead of surrounding himself with better folks. I'm sorry, Mike, I'm up on my top of the hour. Got a great show planned next week. Big surprises. Have a great week. Carry on, fellow deplorables.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.